Thank you and good morning. Four Eureka police officers have been placed on administrative leave following an officer-involved shooting near the intersection of 5th and B Streets in Eureka Tuesday afternoon. 26-year-old suspect Clayton Lisinski had fled from the scene of a CHP traffic stop on Broadway, stolen a car from Soul Savers before abandoning it on 6th, and then fled from Eureka officers on foot before he was shot on 5th Street. Mills said that no officers were injured during the incident, and it remains unclear if Lisinski fired any shots at officers. Police did recover a firearm at the scene.
In a loaded 45 semi-automatic handgun was recovered in the street next to him where he dropped it. The suspect, who is expected to survive, sustained one confirmed through-and-through gunshot wound to his upper chest shoulder area. He has been in surgery, and detectives at this point have not been able to interview him.
The officers involved in the shooting have not been identified, and Mills said that once the criminal investigation has been completed, the County Critical Incident Response Team will conduct an investigation into the officers' actions. Humboldt County has one of the smallest county populations in the state, and yet, when 2017 rolls around, two county supervisors will fill key seats on influential boards. Virginia Bass was elected to be the second vice chair for the California State Associations of Counties at the yearly CSAC meeting in November, and Bass's election to the post means that by 2019, she will be the president of the CSAC board. Bass will serve as second vice president in 2017, vice president in 2018, and chair in 2019, becoming the first Humboldt County supervisor to hold the position. Bass's position on the statewide board is accompanied by Supervisor Rex Bone, who currently serves on the board of the Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, as second vice president. That gives Humboldt County two of six seats on influential statewide boards that directly affect public policy across the state. A domestic violence incident brought sheriff's deputies to the front door of a residence in the 6900 block of Linda Road on Humboldt Hill in Eureka last night, but it was the guns, drugs, and money that kept them on scene. After deputies had responded to the scene, they contacted 28-year-old Rama Schaefer and determined that he was on active probation with a search clause. Deputies searched the residence and confiscated more than 360 pounds of processed bud packaged for sale in one-pound bags, 13 pounds of shake used for making hash, three handguns, three shotguns, eight rifles, several high-capacity magazines, and $4,200 in cash. Schaefer was arrested and booked on a list of gun and drug charges. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning and a winter weather advisory as rain moves in on the coast. The rain will turn to freezing rain and snow at elevations above 1,500 feet, according to the Weather Service, and advisories have been issued to motorists who plan on taking local mountain passes. Several big rig trucks got stuck in snowy conditions on Highway 299 last evening, and chains are required for all two-wheel vehicles as well as for four-wheel drive vehicles without snow tires. The rain will bring slightly warmer overnight temperatures to the coast, but will be cold inland, and snow accumulations above 1,500 feet could reach up to 4 inches. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It appears to be a simple process. The Board of Supervisors rotates the position of board chair according to the numbered district, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the turnover from one member to the next in line is clear and unambiguous. Sometimes it's not as simple as it seems, because you must also remember that even the Board of Supervisors involves a lot of parliamentary procedure, procedures laid down by law and procedures unique to the governing body. Supervisor Virginia Bass, who was next in line for the board chair, spoke about Tuesday's decision and how for a minute they paused to discuss whether or not they may have violated any procedures after Mark Lovelace, the current chair, made a motion to appoint Bass.
Our chair normally does not make motions, but in theory you can because we're not regulated by Robert's Rules of Order. So he made the motion for myself to be chair and Supervisor Sundberg to be vice chair. Well, then Supervisor Bone said, well, I don't know if this, you know, is this out of order? We probably had a 15-minute conversation, and we laughed a lot through the whole thing, going, all right, seriously, this is a simple item. But it worked out okay.
Bass said the board chair normally does not make motions. That could change.
Generally, the chair doesn't, but it is not prohibited. So actually, after the entire conversation, that is something we'll bring back and go, well, what is it for our procedural, the way we want to handle things? In what cases can the chair actually make a motion? So it's future. It provided more work for our staff.
You can listen to Virginia Bass Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News.